You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Has anyone ever taken a saliva test? Is this such a thing? It's Elizabeth and Radar on the mix. I got a text this morning from Elizabeth. I got to the radio station before she did, and she's like, sorry, I had to take a saliva test. And I was like, okay, what could that mean? Like, there's construction on the roadway. I'm going to be a little late. Did that autocorrect from that? I don't think so. You really took a saliva test? You had to test your saliva this morning,
yes,
basically.
Yes, yes. So now that I was put into medical menopause, and it's been well over a year, I've been talking with so many of my other female friends that are in menopause, and there's always the discussion of, like, hormone therapy and things like that. And,
okay.
And not that that is anything, it's not wrong if you need to do something like that.
Sure.
I don't know that I need any kind of hormone therapy. But they want to test the hormones at this wellness clinic that I'm going to through saliva just to make sure that everything is good. I've had a little bit of weight gain since being in menopause, which is a side effect of menopause. But this saliva test will tell you so much more information. I thought, you know what? If it's part of the package deal, let's go in and see what's going on with the hormones.
Go all out, yeah.
It took forever to give the morning sample. Now, there's all these rules before you take this saliva test.
Hold on a second. Why do you need to, sorry, I'm trying to spit it out.
Ew.
Do it in the morning. Why is there a morning test and not later in the day?
You take it throughout the day.
It is throughout the day.
So you start in the morning. You have to take it in the morning before you brush your teeth or eat or do anything like that. And you have to take this saliva test, spit into this little vial within a half hour of you waking up. Here is the thing, though. When you wake up, don't a lot of you have cotton mouth and want to take a big sip of water?
I was just going to say, are you like my dad used to be when I was growing up? trying to muster up?
That was a thing. So you have to make sure that you don't have too many bubbles in there. And I had to fill this vial halfway with saliva.
Oh, that's vile.
Let me tell you what I was... And I also haven't brushed my teeth yet. So I woke up and I get into the bathroom. And the buildup to this is you can't use any kind of like anti-aging cream or retinol or anything 3 days before. They want you to change your sheets and they have, you know, clean pajamas the night before you do it. You have to wash your hands, use a clean towel. It's a whole process. Yeah. Now, I've had the saliva test for over a month, but when it was first sent to me, it was during the holidays. And I thought,
oh, you're not going to do it then.
I'm not taking this
no,
during the holidays.
No.
Everything's out of whack. Diet's out of whack. Then I got the norovirus during the holidays. So I thought, I'm not going to do this now because I don't know what the heck that's going to come back with because I've been sick. So I had to wait. I had to wait and wait and wait. And it's sitting on the counter. I finally did it. So this morning when I woke up and it was about 5 o'clock when I thought, okay, all right, I'm going to start doing this. I spit into this vial and I barely made a dent.
Well, like you said, you have cotton mouth. You don't really have a lot of juices flowing in your mouth.
So,
now, can you rinse your mouth with water to get the juices flowing or
you're
no?
You're only supposed to do that once right before you do it. And then you're not supposed
and then you
to
can't.
Do that.
Oh.
So what am I doing? They give you little tips. They're like, yawn. Smell food. So I'm smelling my toothpaste. I'm in the bathroom. I'm smelling my toothpaste.
Elizabeth, that's not food. And that's why it didn't work
I
right away.
I understand, but then it also said push your tongue to your teeth.
Mm.
And so I'm patiently waiting. Okay, I get changed. Now, mind you, I haven't brushed my teeth yet, which means I'm not going to put makeup on yet. And I'm like, all right, looking at the clock. I'm thinking, it's been 12 minutes.
Got stank breath.
So now what I'm doing is I'm taking my tongue and I'm going all around my mouth on my teeth, trying to get saliva.
Your saliva glands, the salivatory glands.
Trying to get this to work.
Are sitting there going, I'm not even awake yet. What is she trying to
and
do?
I'm
what
just,
are you trying to do now?
I'm, you know, spitting and looking at this. It's bubbles. Finally, I did get it at least halfway full. So I put it the cap on it, put it in the plastic bag. I did put it in the freezer because I can't mail all this until tomorrow, unless you're mailing it within that 24 hours. And then I have to take the saliva test before I eat lunch, before dinner.
This is all today?
And then before bed, yes.
Okay.
And so it's gonna look at if I have any kind of hormone imbalance. It's going to tell me exactly where my body is at. It's supposed to be really accurate. So I'm looking forward to that, but this process to get the saliva.
What a pain.
It was a pain. And I don't know how else to get saliva to start going in the morning. At one point, I was thinking, okay, I have to like suck my thumb or something, like just to get saliva going.
Look at her over there with her blankie sucking her thumb.
I'm in here.
I'm trying to do a test.
Smelling toothpaste, sucking my thumb. Everything's fine. This is menopause.
Welcome.